Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We heard from locals in Spain a number of weeks back here on Lunchtime Live about the mass tourism protests that were taking place. And now several European cities are exploring different ways to try and manage the level of tourism that they're seeing over the summer months. In Venice, for instance, they've introduced a tax to try and limit the number of people who can visit the city on a daily basis. But now in Copenhagen, the Danes are going to actually reward tourists if you take part in climate-friendly tasks when you're on your holidays. So you'll get things like a free lunch, coffee, maybe a glass of wine. There's even kayak rental, all in return for you going out and picking up some litter if you use public transport as well. Melanie May is a travel writer. Melanie, I know you're fond of the odd city break. Would something like this interest you? Would you pick up rubbish for a free coffee?
I've picked up rubbish on beaches for free. So to be asked to be rewarded for it is, I think it's a great initiative. I think it's great, like you were saying there, the way some cities have been introducing a tax to reduce overcrowding and over-tourism. It's wonderful to see a destination that's kind of trying to attract the type of tourist that's more in line with the values of the local population. And what I think that will do is will reduce some of the anti-tourism sentiment that's gone around now. You know, I think we need to remember that tourism isn't just a one-way street. It's not about just us going to a city and take, giving back. And if locals see us giving back, they're going to be way more receptive and welcoming to us coming to their beautiful city.
Yeah, it's a very different approach than what a lot of locals are doing in Spain, though, isn't it? Than just the mass protests.
Yeah, it's really different. And I think it's great because it's actually, you know, tourists have said that they do want to be more sustainable when they travel, and they just kind of sometimes don't know how. And this is a great initiative to help those people who want to be more sustainable actually put it into practice. So the idea that you can go kayaking on the canals in Copenhagen or on a lake, which you might do anyways, but if you pick up some litter as you're going along, you're going to get that kayaking session for free. I mean, that's nothing to pick up a plastic bottle that's in the river. I can't even imagine that there's much trash in the canals in Denmark anyway, because it's such a green and clean country.
Well, I was in Zurich about 3 weeks ago, and like we didn't see any rubbish, any litter at all, Melanie. Like, it was actually kind of remarkable how spotless the streets were.
I know, and I think that's it. It's not like they're saying to you, come with a black bag and a litter picker, like the way you see them here in the tidy towns trying to do it. It's literally like, go out on this beautiful lake and kayak, and look, if there's a little bit of rubbish floating along, just throw it in your kayak and you'll get
it. We'll give you a free glass of wine or your free kayak session for free. What about you, Gwen? Gwen Ledden is on the line, Melanie, as well. Gwen is a landlord of the George's Street Arcade. Do you think something like this would work here, Gwen?
Look, well, there's a couple of things. Firstly, Spain loved tourists. Now, I remember when there was the trouble in Dublin and all you could see was one burning bus. And, news tends to go to where there's bad news. Generally, in deference to the Spanish, they welcome the tourists, they rely on them for their economy.
Yeah, but there's been protesting lately, though, over the numbers of tourism.
Yes, some, but I'm in Spain and I can see that they're generally welcoming. My own view would be, I'm the landlord of the George Street Arcade, so it's we have so many tourists because it's the first shopping centre in Ireland, and it's retained as it was built in 1881. So it's a structure that people come to see, and then they come to see, of course, all the 42 traders and tenants and businesses. So I'm 30 years there, and we're inundated with tourists, and I see them every day, and I regularly chat to them. I offer often to do a jig to give them a little sense of Ireland. And I think we should be welcoming tourists. And it's like if somebody's coming to your home, you will clean it before you come and you'll welcome them and you won't generally ask them to pick up the rubbish. And I would see it the same way. I would never ask a tourist or offer a free drink to pick up rubbish. I would welcome them. I would present the city as well as possible. And you know what? The tourists in Ireland, I meet them all the time. They come for the welcome. That's the biggest thing. They come for the bit of crack and they come for the hospitality. They get it all. They get exactly that. And, you know, we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves. We don't realise what we're offering, maybe, because the Irish are hugely welcoming. Now, some would say, are they nosy or are they welcoming? It doesn't matter. They're so friendly to the tourists.
Yeah.
I meet tourists every day of the week, tons of them. I talk to them, I stop them, big groups of Americans, Germans, everything. And, you know, I tell them the story of the history of the arcade, which was that it was built by the Queen when England was in charge of Ireland. And she gave us a shopping centre, and the locals burnt to the ground because it had been, they didn't use Irish labour. Irish labour was used, it was rebuilt, reopened in 1892, and has thrived ever since. They love this little sense of history. They love a little story.
They love that you give them the story. Okay. What about, Melanie, do you think something like the Copenhagen Initiative, do you think that kind of thing would work here?
I do. I really do. I mean, you got to remember with Irish people how quick we were to adopt the no plastic bags and to use, to adopt the, you know, bringing your own keep cup. So I think Irish people are into sustainability, and then it would be great to see tourists coming here who pick up those habits as well. So like rewarding people for bringing refillable water bottles and not buying bottles of plastic water, which we do not need to buy in Dublin anyways. Or, you know, helping people, like I said, so I live out here in Blessington, coming along and helping the locals do a bit of the tidy towns whilst getting a free history tour of the place or a walk. I think there's some great initiatives going on there to attract the type of tourists that are going to do good and help with the resources in the city and not just drain the resources like a lot of overtourism does.
This texter says Irish people are a disgrace for litter. Absolutely shameful. I can't understand the cultural difference between us and other nationalities who take pride in and respect their environment. It's actually very sad, to be honest. Ed Finn is a travel journalist. Ed is with us on the line too, Melanie and Gwen. Ed, you've been to Copenhagen. Do they need an initiative like this, first of all, actually?
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Yeah, well, I mean, the Copenhagen, I suppose, had this initiative called CopenPay. The Danes are probably one of the most trusting people in the world, and that goes true for a lot of countries in Scandinavia as well. And for this to work, I think you just have to take a photograph of yourself collecting the litter and you send it in. So it's a very good initiative, but it works in countries where people are really honest and trusting. I mean, you know, I think it's a very clever initiative. The Danes are very futuristic in their thinking. I mean, they have the best number of cycle lanes in Europe. They're voted the happiest people. You know, they're very sustainable. So I think it would work there. And the prices are quite expensive in Denmark. So I think it could be very nice for tourists to be able to get some free drinks and food when they're there. It would work very well. I mean, in Norway, for example, Andrea, they have carriages on the trains where if you've bought a ticket, you can go on those carriages and they trust you that you've actually bought the ticket. That would never work here.
They don't have security going up and down checking your ticket?
No, rarely.
And do you think, do you think is it a cultural thing? Like, do you think would many Irish people go round and pick up litter when they're on holidays?
To be honest, Andrea, it's the last thing I'd want to be doing personally.
Ed, I was going to say, I was nearly half afraid to say it. Like, if I'm on holidays,
not at all, though.
Right,
it's the last thing I'd want to do.
I just don't know if I would go round picking up litter for a free coffee when I'm on my... I mean, I'll pick up after myself and people I'm with, but I don't know if I'd go around collecting litter.
No, absolutely. No, I mean, let's be honest, right? It is the last thing that I would want to do as well. I mean, I'm not even great at going on tours half the time, but the thing I really enjoy about the Danes is they're very... They're great with these initiatives that they come out with, and it does kind of show... kind of the way that they do sort of want to sort of create a better world. And that's what they're always about. They have a great initiative called Co for Co, where they have a 30 euro limit, for example, on restaurants for meals, because it can be quite expensive. And they brought that in a few years ago. So anybody can go there and have a 3-course meal for 30 euro.
And sorry, does every restaurant do this? No.
No, you have to sign up for it, but loads of them do. And it's amazing, like it's brilliant value because the Scandinavian countries are very expensive.
Yeah. So it's a great way to be able to accommodate all different types of budgets.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So in all, you know, because this was a problem, the cost of food, as we have it here as well, they brought in that initiative and they had a limit on it of 30 euro, COFOCO, Co for Co, and you signed up. But it was great because everybody, like it just worked really, really well. And I think this is along the same lines, really. They're just trying to give people value for money and I suppose keep the place clean. But I must say, Denmark was always very clean when I was there.
Well, it's a trial scheme. It's going to start on the 15th of July and it'll include a number of different tourist attractions in the Danish capital. You'll be offered rewards for activities if you go out and litter pick, maybe if you travel by public transport, if you bike around the city. I know that is something a lot of tourists tend to do when they're in Copenhagen anyway, but I want to know, is a glass of wine worth an afternoon of picking up rubbish?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.